The country with the highest death toll from COVID-19 remains Italy, more than 12,000. Italy has been in lockdown for 3 weeks, and we're joined now from Rome by Luigi D'Angelo, director of the country's Civil Protection Department. He manages Italy's emergency response. Mr. D'Angelo, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And Italy has now over 100,000 cases of COVID-19. That's more than any other country except the United States. But of course, you've been dealing with this outbreak far longer than we have. Are things getting any better in Italy?
Things are getting better because the measures that we have taken so far have been respected by all the citizens, and we are now in this restriction since 3 weeks almost right now, and we think that these measures are getting now their benefit for us all.
How long do you think that the restrictions on movement in Italy will continue?
So far, the restriction should end by the 3rd of April, but our scientists and all the technicians are advising the government in participating this restriction. So we think that probably they will last till the end of April so far.
The end of April. How are your hospitals doing? We know that the hospitals in northern Italy were completely overwhelmed with patients. Are they getting any relief at this point?
That has been the main problem that we had since the beginning. And unfortunately, this virus attacked us in the hospital, and they have been contaminated, doctors, nurses. But so far, all the measures have been taken. Now there are preventive measures for surveillance. So the people, before entering the hospital, they pass through a triage. So what we suffered at the beginning and the lessons learned that we have gained from this bad experience is to prevent the diffusion, first of all, within the hospital. So now we have adopted adequate measures for taking care of the hospital, but first of all, we have reinforced the basis health assistance, so the people, they are not requested to go to the hospital, but they have to call their doctor, and the doctor can go home and visit them, so just to prevent that they get to the hospitals.
Just to keep the sick people out of the hospital unless they absolutely have to be there.
Yeah, exactly, because at the end of the story, this is a war, and our soldiers now are doctors and nurses, and we have to do our best to protect them and to prevent them from being contaminated.
Do you have all of the supplies that you need? Do the doctors have the masks that they need to do their work safely?
It has been our main concern since the beginning. It has been our limit in responding to this emergency because, unfortunately, we had a lack of this dispositive, lack of face masks, ventilators, respirators. But now we have improved. Fortunately, China has started to provide goods, and we are getting more and more masks, ventilator, and other stuff. So today we can provide our doctors and nurses with adequate number of materials.
Since this virus has attacked Italy and other countries, the economy has basically shut down. Are you thinking about what that is going to mean for you after you're done battling the virus? Are you thinking about recovery yet, or is it too soon?
Yeah, this would be a very bad perspective, and that's why the government has already adopted important measures. Some money is flowing to the territory, to the enterprises, and we issued a decree from the head of Civil Protection Department that flow to the territory over 500 million of euro that will support fragile people and people that are in need.
Why do you think the outbreak in Italy has been so much worse than other countries in Europe so far?
We are still investigating. Probably what we thought that was too far from us in China immediately came, and probably the virus came even before, because probably we have been attacked by end of January, early February, and it started spreading so much and so far and so wide in our territory, especially in the north, that we only received the effect a few weeks later, and of course a lot of things had already happened.
Finally, let me just ask you, you've been living with this for many weeks. What is your message to the United States as we are at what looks like it could be just the beginning here?
My message is especially to the citizens of the United States and to all the other countries that could probably be affected, because despite the governmental measures, despite any law, what makes the real difference in this story is the behavior of the people. If we stay home, if we respect social distance, then we can come through and we can work out from this situation.
That is Luigi D'Angelo, who is the head of Italy's Civil Protection Department. He manages the country's emergency response. Thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck to you. We're all thinking about the people of Italy in this crisis.
Thank you very much. Thank you.